4-point plan to tackle dam damage. An action plan to help to resolve problems caused by the popularity of a beauty spot has been revealed. Gadding's Dam at Lumberts sees people visit from far and wide, but as a result, there have been issues around parking, litter, access, dogs and fires. Now CROWS, Community Rights of Way Services, which has been working for 6 months with Todmorden Town Council and Calderdale Council's Tourism and Highways Departments, has come up with a management plan. Richard Peters, Secretary of CROWS, said, "It is clear that Todmorden has a popular visitor attraction that is not likely to disappear. The Todmorden News has covered the many problems caused by visitors and the call that something must be done. This project does not aim to discourage people from visiting the dam, but it should contribute to the management of some of the problems caused by visitors." He added that the project aims to help visitors to enjoy the place, but explain the issues, guide people to suitable access routes to reduce erosion to the moor and to the dam, explain what it is, what facilities there are, put in place interpretation boards and tackle parking. "Parking has been perhaps the biggest problem," added Richard. Calderdale Highways has already put down some white lining and, following some comments from interested parties, will do further lining work in the next couple of months, added Richard. Todmorden Town Council proposes to put in a roadside interpretation board that will help people to understand what they are visiting. The board will spell out where to park, how to get to the dam, and do's and don'ts about litter and fires, etc. Tessa Kerr has kindly allowed CROWS to use her fabulous photo of Gaddings. The board will include a link to a Todmorden information webpage to provide further information. The scheme aims to introduce several waymarking posts to guide people around and to help to stop moorland erosion. Richard added, "There is now an ugly eroded desire line that is becoming wider and more dangerous by the day, especially coming down." Working with Calderdale Highways, CROWS will waymark and improve two routes on public rights of way, one via the Basin Stone and the other via Jail Hole, and put up signage to discourage people from using the desire line. CROWS hopes to start work, funded by Crook Hill Community Benefit Fund, Calderdale Council and Todmorden Town Council, in early October. The project will be done in four phases. Low waymark posts on the two routes, installing wooden finger posts at all the key junctions and small signs to discourage people using the eroded desire line, improving the two paths, mainly improving the drainage and path surface, and putting in roadside interpretation boards.